Welcome back. Now we're going to take a look at what a team that's been working in a project for a while might look like. So if you take a look at my screen, you can see a few key things. So Jeremy, Joel, take a look over here and you'll see we've got iteration 3 here. We're starting in the middle of this project and you can see we've got a burn down. This is a more complicated project where we're tracking things like tasks and even hours associated with that with a little bit larger team. You also note that we've got some team favorites that have been spelled out and you can set these up as well. Things like Your builds that you go through, have they succeeded? Have they failed? What's the history of those builds? Your sprint backlog, what do you have in that? And let's go in and take a look at maybe a more fully fleshed out backlog. One of the things I'm doing here is I'm running in Scrum and I can see my history. I can see my velocity history as well as a cumulative flow diagram that's showing the value that I've delivered over time. How much cool requirements have I been able to get to my customers or to my community for your project. Like before, we can drag and drop, but unlike before, we've gone in and broken things down in this project so we have not just the requirement or the product backlog item, but now we can actually go in and see the tasks that we've decomposed these things to. So you can have a much fuller view if your project demands it. Your project, like you mentioned, very simple. This project, a little bit more complicated. We wanted to break things down a little bit further. And you can see we can group things and see the progress that we're making on each of these backlog items. Again, we can drag them and drop them, these tasks, and see who is working on what if we group by people. We can see who's working on what and what have they completed. Not for, you know, cracking the whip, but for really understanding where your project is. So this is something that a project that's a little bit more fleshed out might look like, even to the point of taking a look on the right, who has available time to be working on your project. All right. I just wanted to show that to folks, both to the team here and also to you, to show you what it might look like when you have a more fleshed out project. You can start dead simple, but you can grow to the complexity that you need to support your team. So thanks. In the next section, we're going to be coming back and pulling more into Visual Studio Online.